This week's newsletter describes a proposal to allow Lightning Network, or LN, to support upfront and hold fees based on burnable outputs. Its summarize is discussion about testnets 3 and 4, including a hard fork proposal, and announces a plan to begin relaying certain transactions containing Taproot annexes. Also included are our regular sections summarizing selected questions and answers from the Bitcoin Stack Exchange, announcing new releases and release candidates, and describing notable changes to popular Bitcoin infrastructure projects, news, first, LN upfront, and hold fees using burnable outputs. John Law posted to Delving Bitcoin a summary of a paper he's written about a protocol nodes can use to charge two additional types of fees for forwarding payments. An upfront fee would be paid by the ultimate spender to compensate forwarding nodes for temporarily using an HDLC slot. HDLC stands for Hashed Time Locked Contract. This is one of the limited number of concurrent allocations available in a channel for enforcing HDLCs. A hold fee would be paid by any node that delays the settlement of an HDLC. The amount of this fee would scale with the length of the delay, up until the maximum amount was reached at the time the HDLC expired. His post and paper cite several prior discussions about upfront and hold fees, such as those summarized in newsletters number 86, number 100, 19, number 100, 20, number 100, 22, number 100, 36, and number 263. The proposed protocol builds on the ideas of Law's off-chain payment resolution protocol, also known as OPRC newsletter number 329. This protocol has channel co-owners each allocate 100% of the amount of funds at stake, so 200% total, to a burnable output that either of them can unilaterally destroy. The funds at stake in this case are the upfront fee plus the maximum hold fees. If both parties are later satisfied that the protocol has been followed correctly, for example, that all fees were paid correctly, they remove the burnable output from future versions of their off-chain transactions. If either party is unsatisfied, they close the channel and destroy the burnable funds. Although the unsatisfied party loses funds in this case, so does the other party, preventing either party from benefiting from violating the protocol. Law describes the protocol as a solution for channel jamming attacks, a weakness in LN, or Lightning Network, first described almost a decade ago. This weakness allows an attacker to almost costlessly prevent other nodes from using some or all of their funds. In a reply, it was noted that the addition of hold fees might make hold invoices more sustainable for the network. First, a discussion of testnets 3 and 4. S. Jaws Provost posted to the Bitcoin Dev mailing list to ask whether anyone was still using testnet 3, now that testnet 4 has been available for about 6 months, as seen in newsletter number 315. Andres Schildbach replied with an intention to continue using testnet 3 in the testnet version of his popular wallet for at least a year. Oleoluwa Osuntoke noted that testnet 3 has recently been much more stable than testnet 4. He illustrated his point by including screenshots of the block trees for both testnets, taken from the fork.observer website. Below, find our own screenshot showing the state of testnet 4 at the time of writing. After Osuntoke's post, Antoine Poinsot started a separate thread to focus on the testnet 4 issues. He argues that the testnet 4 problems are a consequence of the difficulty reset rule. This rule, which only applies to testnet, allows a block to be valid with minimum difficulty if its header time is 20 minutes later than its parent block. Provost goes into more detail about the problem. Poinsot proposes a testnet 4 hard fork to remove the rule. Mark Erhardt suggests a date for the fork, 2026, January 8th. Plan to relay certain Taproot annexes. Peter Todd announced to the Bitcoin Dev mailing list his plan to update his Bitcoin Core base node, Libra Relay, to begin relaying transactions containing Taproot annexes if they follow particular rules. 0x00 prefix. All non-empty annexes start with the byte 0x00 to distinguish them from future consensus relevant annexes. Aller, nothing. All inputs have an annex. This ensures that use of the annex is opt-in, preventing transaction pinning attacks in multi-party protocols. The plan is based on a 2020 3 pull request by Juiced Jaeger, which was itself based on a prior discussion started by Jaeger, see Newsletter 255. In Jaeger's words, the previous pull request also limited the maximum size of unstructured annex data to 256 bytes. This somewhat protected participants in a multi-party transaction that uses the annex against annex inflation. Todd's version does not include this rule. He believes the requirement to opt in to annex usage should be sufficient. If that is not enough, he describes an additional relay change that could prevent counterparty pinning. As of this writing, nobody in the current mailing list thread has described how they expect the annex to be used. Selected queue and are from Bitcoin Stack Exchange. Bitcoin Stack Exchange is one of the first places OpTech contributors look for answers to their questions, or when we have a few spare moments to help curious or confused users. In this monthly feature, we highlight some of the top-voted questions and answers posted since our last update. First, why is the witness commitment optional? Pieter Wuel and Antoine Poinsot explain BIP30 duplicate transactions, BIP30, for Block V2, height in Coinbase, and consensus cleanup considerations around the Block 1, 980, 37, 102 problem and how making. The witness commitment mandatory would resolve the problem. Can all consensus valid 60, 4-byte transactions be third-party malleted to change their size? S. Jaws Provost explores ideas for malleting any 60, 4-byte transactions that would be consensus invalid if the consensus cleanup soft fork were activated. Vojtech Estionad argues that not every 60, 4-byte transaction can be mutated by a third party, but it would still be the case that the output of a 60, 4-byte would either be insecure spendable by anyone, or provably unspendable, e.g., an op return. How long does it take for a transaction to propagate through the network? Esagi points out that a single node cannot measure network-wide transaction propagation times. He states that multiple nodes throughout the Bitcoin network would be required to measure and estimate these propagation times. He points to a website run by the Decentralized Systems and Network Services Research Group at CAIDI. This website measures, among other things, transaction propagation times. It shows that a transaction takes about 7 seconds to reach 50% of the network, and about 17 seconds to reach 90%. First, let's discuss the utility of long-term fee estimation. Abubakar Sadiq Ismail is seeking feedback from projects, protocols, or users that rely on long-term fee estimates for his work on fee estimation. Second, let's consider why two anchor outputs are used in the Lightning Network. InstaGibbs provides historical context for the anchor outputs currently used in Lightning. He points out that with changes to Bitcoin core policies in version 2.0, there is a planned update to version 3 commitments. Third, let's address why there are no BIP Bitcoin improvement proposals in the 200 range. Michael Folkson points out that BIP numbers 200 to 299 were, at some point, reserved for Lightning. Related BIP. First, why doesn't Betch 30? To use the character B. Bordelix answers that the visual similarity between B and 8 was the reason for not allowing B in the Betch 30, 2 and Betch 30, 2M address formats. He also provides additional trivia around Betch 30, 2. Second, Betch 30, 2 error detection and correction reference implementation. Pieter Wuel notes that Betch 30, 2 can detect up to 4 errors in address, encoding and correct 2 substitution errors. Third, how to safely spend or burn dust. Merch lists things to consider when sending dust out of an existing wallet. Fourth, how is the reef and transaction in asymmetric revocable commitments constructed? Beal Castilar, a walks through the examples of commitment transactions from the Mastering Bitcoin book. Fifth, which applications use ZMQ with Bitcoin Core? S. Jaws Provost is looking for users of Bitcoin Cores, ZMQ services as part of investigating whether IPC could replace those uses. Releases and release candidates. New releases and release candidates for popular Bitcoin infrastructure projects. Please consider upgrading to new releases or helping to test release candidates. First, Bitcoin Core 2.0 Release Candidate 2 is a release candidate for the next major version of the network's predominate full node. Please see the version 29 testing guide. Second, LND 0.190 Beta Release Candidate 1 is a release candidate for this popular LN node. One of the major improvements that could probably use testing is the new RBF-based fee bumping for cooperative closes, which is described below in the Notable Code Changes section. Notable Code and Documentation Changes. Notable recent changes in Bitcoin Core, Core Lightning, Eclair, LDK, LND, Libsect 2, 150, 6K1, Hardware Wallet Interface HWI, Rust Bitcoin, BTC Pay Server, BDK, Bitcoin Improvement Proposals, BIPs, Lightning Bolts, Lightning Blips, Bitcoin Inquisition, and Binanas. Bitcoin Core 30, 1006, 103 updates the Parse PubKey Inner Parser to reject public keys with leading or trailing whitespace, matching the parsing behavior of the Rust Miniscript project. It shouldn't have been possible to accidentally add whitespace previously due to the protection of the descriptor checksum. The get descriptor info and import descriptors RPC commands now throw an error if the public key fragment of a descriptor contains such whitespace. Eclair 3040.4 increases the default minimum confirmations for channel safety against block reorganizations from 6 to 8. It also removes the scaling of this value based on the channel funding amount because channel capacity can be changed significantly during splicing, convincing the node to accept a low number of confirmations for what is actually a large amount of money at stake. Eclair 3020.6 adds support for Bitcoin Core wallets using Peyto, Taproot P2TR addresses, including Watch, only wallets managed by Eclair, as a basis for implementing simple Taproot channels. P2WPKH scripts are still required for some mutual close transactions, even when using a P2TR wallet. LDK 3006.140.9 adds support for paying Lightning Service Providers LSPs with Bolt 12 offers by adding the necessary fields. Previously, only Bolt 11 and on-chain payment options were enabled. This was also proposed in Blips 50.9. LDK 3006.165 increases the Bolt 11 invoice size limit from 1.020, 3 bytes to 7.080, 9 bytes to match LND limit, which is based on the maximum number of bytes that can fit on a QR code. The PR author argues that QR codes compatible with the encoding used in a Bolt 11 invoice are actually limited to 4.2.190, 6 characters, but the 7.080.9 value is chosen for LDK because system-wide consistency is probably more important. LND 8,453, 9,550, 9,5,170, 5, 9,5,168, and LND 9,610 introduce an RBF cooperative close flow based on Bolt's 1,205, see newsletter 342, that allows either peer to bump the fee rate using their own channel funds. Previously, peers sometimes had to convince their counterparty to pay for fee bumps, which often resulted in failed attempts. To enable this feature, the protocol RBF Co-op close configuration flag must be set. BIP 1,790.2 updates BIP 1.119, which specifies OP check template verify by revising the language for better clarity, removing the activation logic, renaming L2 to LN symmetry, and adding mentions of new covenant proposals and projects like ARC that use OPCTV. Asterisk BIP 1782 reform adds the specification section of BIP 94, which outlines the consensus rules of testnet 4 for better clarity and readability. Want more? For more discussion about the topics mentioned in this newsletter, join us for the weekly Bitcoin OP Tech recap on riverside.fm at 15:30 UTC on April 1. The discussion is also recorded and will be available from our podcast's page.